511 here on Hole in a Day. A petition from parents of children who attend schools in the York region has gathered 9,000 signatures. It calls on the school board to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus by tracking families and students who have recently traveled or arrived from any part of China, telling them to stay home and isolate themselves for at least 17 days for, quote, the purpose of self-quarantine. It also wants schools to allow students to wear safety equipment like masks during school hours. The region's school board has asked parents not to make assumptions about staff or students based on their race or travel history. This afternoon, we reach Harris Ali. He's a sociology professor at York University. He studied stigma from the 2003 SARS outbreak. He's on the phone with me this afternoon. Hello there.
Hello.
So health officials have told us that at this point there is a slim chance of an outbreak happening here in Canada. What do you think is driving those thousands of people to agree with the message in that petition?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of things. First of all, their parents and their overriding concern is about their children.
Sure.
And secondly, I mean, it's driven by ignorance about the disease to a certain extent and not knowing. And when things are unknown or uncertain, it tends to flame your sort of worries more, and it amplifies them. So I think it's a combination of those two things.
I think for most people, they think, okay, wait a second, this kid in my kid's class is just returning back from potentially the area that we've seen coronavirus break out in. Makes sense for them to stay home for a while until we're sure that they don't have the virus. What do you say to those people?
I mean, from a sort of common sense perspective, it kind of does have its appeal. But on the other hand, you know, is it an opinion based on being fully informed about the nature of the disease and how outbreaks take place? And so what I'm basically saying is this an opinion that's